questions for Wayne Madsen of WayneMadsenReport.com. Check it out today. Wayne, I know you're working on this story. The G20, they openly announced world government a few months ago. But I saw the Australian newspapers all reported, headline, secret banker meeting in Australia, the heads of the central banks, 24 total. What are they meeting about? How does this tie into China and their military saying dump U.S. bonds? Why is China saying this? What's really going on in this secret meeting?
Well, you know, there's secret meetings, so that's we don't really know. We can postulate, you know, all we want to, but the fact is that these bankers have these secret conclaves. I understand Geithner went to another meeting up in Nunavut, which is the Canadian Arctic Territory. It's one of the most remote places on the planet. And what in the world was going on up there? What was going on with this meeting in Australia? Of course, they just had the meeting in Davos, where the head of security was found dead in a hotel room next to the Congress Center. I mean, this is stuff like out of a Dan Brown novel. You can't make this kind of stuff up. But I do know that the people at the Federal Reserve are quite proud of the fact that they meet in secret. They call that place the temple, and no information leaves the temple. And all these, this idea of more transparency, I think, is just a bunch of hogwash. They're trying to do it. There's a big PR campaign because they know that they're under the gun, and there's more people talking about the Fed now than ever in the past, and they're trying to do damage control. But the fact that these bankers meet in secret, I think, speaks loudly to what their agenda is. They've got a secret agenda.
Well, there's no doubt about that. I mean, we've gone from the public not even knowing that the Federal Reserve was private to some polls as high as 91% that want to abolish the Federal Reserve. I think the bottom line here is more and more the elites are cornered, and this private corporate structure that's captured the U.S. and used it as a vehicle of tyranny is in a lot of trouble, but they're going to play the war card. They're going to play the staged terror attack card. Wayne, when do you think they're going to play the card?
You know, it's hard to say when they're going to do that, but, you know, right now Washington has had like well over 2 feet of snow. We may have another foot or more coming tonight. You can see how this town just grinds to a halt, even with, you know, this extreme weather. So anything that would happen here, just looking at how the city has just shut down, the federal government is shut down for the second day in a row right now, and maybe shut down for more days this week. It doesn't take much. And of course, that's the weather. But if it was a terror attack, either in Washington or some other major city, of course, they could play that card, as you said, and try to ram a bunch more legislation through.
Will they pull the terror card first before they go into Iran, or will they hit Iran and then Iran will actually fight back and that'll be called terrorism?
It's hard to say what their contingency is for this. Of course, Iran, the worst case scenario is Iran will bottle up the Strait of Hormuz. They'll sink a couple of super tankers and hit the refineries in Saudi Arabia. And if that happens, of course, if you think gas prices are pretty high now, wait till they jump up till, you know, it could be $7, $8 to $10 a gallon, and that's what we'll see. And then
last question: why is China getting so mad at the U.S.? I mean, we've shipped all our industry there. We're letting them not have the carbon taxes when we're going to have them. Why is China threatening the U.S. so much right now?
Well, I think they've found U.S. Intelligence fingerprints on the riots in Xinjiang province and the Uyghur region. Of course, Soros was known to have been involved in the Tibetan uprising, and of course, the selling of weapons to Taiwan. These are all, you know, China considers, and we recognize Taiwan is part of China, and this is just like tweaking the nose of the dragon. Remember, during the Cold War, they said we tweaked the nose of the Russian bear. Now we're tweaking the nose of the Chinese dragon, and I think it's all this power politics, the return to the old days of some neo-Cold War.
I agree. They're saying they've kicked it back off, and of course, the real target's us, the American people. The globalists know we'll tend to go along with their tyranny if they're menacing us with outside threats. Wayne Madsen, thank you. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today. Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, here's some exciting news. There's a new product designed to make growing delicious produce easy. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants that works by providing true broad-spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. What does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency hybrid wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's also perfect for growing your own survival foods and might just be the ultimate hard times barter item. To grow tastier fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
There's the Washington Post and ABC News. This is coming up. Some critics serving the goals of Al-Qaeda. Some critics serving the goals of Al-Qaeda is the ABC News headline. Here's another one. Brennan, political fear-mongering serves the goals of Al-Qaeda. And it goes on to say, criticizing Obama aids Al-Qaeda. And Governor Ridge admits, the former head of Homeland Security, that this was all issued for political gain, the fake terror alerts. And they're now playing the exact same card again. Here's a Politico.com article poll, Deborah Medina closing in on Hutchinson. Ladies and gentlemen, this is exciting. If Sarah Palin would have endorsed her, she would have won for sure, but she's still got a chance. Thursday, we've got Richard Reeves in here in studio with us to talk about this and a whole host of other issues with what we're fighting with the New World Order. Okay, let's go ahead now and go back to your calls quickly, because I want to get back into news and then more calls coming up. Plus, I made a special video that's going to premiere here coming up in about 30 minutes. And then we're going to post it up on YouTube where I break down what's happening with the Tea Parties. And we're getting comments, and I'm going to use this idea the listener just gave us in the Twitter account. We're not going to go along with Sarah Palin's attempt to take over the Tea Parties. And we do need to start having coffee parties to wake up the Tea Party people from the neocon fraud. That's a great idea. So you heard it here first. The coffee parties. Great idea, listeners. Step in Texas. Thanks for holding it on the air.
It's, sure. You've had a great show over the last 3-4 weeks. Just mind-blowing stuff. Wanted to talk about two things. I would love if you would ask Mr. Mattson about this. He would be perfect to answer this, and that is two events that have occurred in our world's history that I feel are very important to where we are now, which is first the House of Rothschild in Britain and France convincing the Confederacy to rise up and then having that loss, and then the House of Rothschild convincing the Germans to go with the Nazis to rise up, and they had the same fate. Both of these events are critical to our world, for the simple reason that when the Confederacy, rised up, we went into a national state of emergency. We've never left that national state of emergency. If you read the U.S. Senate report 93549, which was done in 1973, it says we are still under national state of emergency.
Yes.
That the quote, and I will quote for them right now, that the normal function of the federal government has been suspended, e.i. the Constitution. I'm so sick.
And that's why these executive orders can operate.
Yes, I'm so sick of, quote, freedom people thinking you're free. You know, get your head out of the sand. We've been a serf since 1860.
Exactly. Okay? And Palin and Obama, it's all a distraction. The offshore banks illegitimately running our country is the only issue. Thank you, Step. And that's why we need to found coffee parties to wake up the tea parties. What a great idea. Curtis in Canada, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, I just wanted to talk about the Internet for a second. I know all this this is all in the news now about the Internet getting shut down. Were you aware of this Department of Defense? It was the DARPA network challenge where they had like 10 weather balloons scattered all across the United States. And it took the team from MIT about 9 hours to find them all, just using the internet and social networks and whatnot.
Yes.
Yeah. Isn't it kind of strange that, like it's the Department of Defense that's doing this? I agree that we need to stop this internet, this second internet from coming in. But I mean, if all else fails, like, can't we just start hoarding data and, books, manuals, gardening books, schematics on how to build generators, solar panels.
Yes, Curtis. Absolutely, I agree with your call. Let me comment on this. It's a very important issue. Right now, with the Internet open and free, we are exponentially growing. I mean, look at my websites. You look at our radio listeners online. We're on AM and FM as well. If you look at every level, our numbers are exploding, and I'm just one benchmark, one gauge. I can be in Montana, California, New York, Florida, Central America, Canada, England, and before it'd be like one out of 20 people that walk past me would stop and say, Alex Jones, I'm a fan. Now it's like half of them. And again, that's a gauge of how many people we've woken up. I'm just Alex Jones. Sure, we're the biggest thing in the awakening, the biggest thing in the liberty movement worldwide against the globalists, but we're small in the overall aggregate. And so we want to fight and keep the web free and open. It isn't a new internet. It's a stunted, controlled internet is what Internet 2 is. We've been warning about now for 6-7 years. And now it's all coming true because we're reading their own manuals. It's not like I'm predicting this. They say what they're going to do. Now they're out in the open, which means they're moving. They're getting ready for a new war. That's when they'll launch this internet control. They'll launch fake attacks on themselves and shut it down. So I've always said have a dual operation. You know, don't just have one website, have two if you're an average person. We have like 20 or so or more. I don't just have a radio show. I make films. I make other videos. I write books. I publish books. I make other, I produce other videos. I support other people. I have other activists on. I do banner hang contests to show you the power of that, and it becomes an international sensation. We're illustrating your power. And so you're on the Internet, you fight for the Internet, but you also, at the grassroots, hoard the info as a backup to give to people. And the most effective thing is not just some internet. It's to make copies of my films and give them to people. The power of that is seismic. I mean, it's just unbelievably big. And so you attack on all fronts. They're shutting Access TV down around the country. They've shut down close to half of them. Use the others that are still there. Defend them. Support them. Go to city council. Go to county commissioners. Put my films on. Do your own show. Again, it's all a concerted call into talk radio, letters to the editor. Call local TV and newspapers and tell them what you'd like to see them report on. A lot of these reporters aren't bad. They're just ignorant. There's an awakening happening, and as more people wake up, the more people are speaking out, the harder it is for the globalists to censor. And if they come in and try to censor the web as they're doing now, and we scream bloody murder and get the word out and point out this is happening, it'll blow up in their face. Our information will get even more readers and viewers, and it'll be harder for them to try it again. You fight. You resist. Resistance is victory. Let's go back to the calls here. Let's talk to Chris in Georgia. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Well, happy birthday, buddy. Hope you have a good one. You're right. Really enjoyed your conversation with Wayne Madsen when he got into the quadrillions of derivatives. That's something that I think is very underestimated, under-talked about. You know, I think
that's the globalist power. That's where they get their power.
Well, it's a power in numbers, and that they've got everybody in such Goldman Sachs and some of the other.
People will kill for $100, and the globalists just make it out of nothing.
Well, and then, you know, it's out of control. I think the speed and the processing, everything is coming so fast and so furious that no one can control it with the information age, et cetera. It's just getting worse. I mean, you talk about them taking over our 401ks. You all mentioned the money market issues.
More than 10 states have remote control thermostats to control your thermostats.
Well, I mean, the money market issues. I mean, it's the safest investment in the world. And now if I've got $100,000 in the bank and I want to go down and get it out, they can say, no, you can't have your money. I mean, that's a load of poo right there. You know, the South Carolina thing. But, you know, bottom line is do you have any sort of emergency thing? You do all this wonderful stuff and you have 20 websites, whatever. Is there some dedicated shortwave radio, you know, that we can all go to when they finally do take it away? I mean, is there some plan that we have that some?
Yes, we have phone. We have phone backup. The WWCR, they carry 4 hours during the day live and 4 hours 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. Central. So 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central is live on WWCR, best shortwave outlet out there, 100,000 smoking watts, and then they re-air us 9 to 1 a.m. And so yes, we will. If they shut us off the internet, we're going to still. We have phone backups and other backups to our stations, to shortwave, and we're going to try.
Well, we got it. We do, you know, if they do shut it down, we need some way to keep it going. We need some way for at least the dedicated listeners to be able to tune in and keep getting the word out one way.
And that's up to listeners. We've got those backup systems. We've got a system where how many people can call free and listen over the phone? I mean, it's not an iPhone thing. It's an analog phone line. How many people can listen? We have two systems. One is a volunteer who does it out of Michigan, and the other we pay for $2,500 a month. Color Blue is the sponsor, but it costs $2,500. Ask one of the IT guys. I think it's how many? But again, then we'd have to go to a subscription service if we were going to have 100,000 people listening on the phone lines because we couldn't pay for it. But right now I know it's thousands every day. We try to put these different backup systems in. No, it is not 5,000 people that can listen over the phone system. You'll have to ask one of the IT guys. Okay, I hope that answers your question, sir. Is that it, Chris?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. But thank you very much and have a great birthday.
Thank you so much. I want to say it's 500 callers, but I'm going from memory here. Again, it takes money. We want to give you 500 free phone lines, $2,500 a month. And I've done 3-4 days of radio without even plugging sponsors. And what happens is they get their money refunded because I'm so focused on news and information. You want to support us? Buy the books, buy the DVDs, buy the material off InfoWars.com, get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership so we can build up our robust system. If I had the money right now, I'd already start this newspaper nationwide. And you think, well, newspapers are going out. No, they're not. Not newspapers with real news, but it's going to be a free newspaper. The advertising, though, is what we'll pay for it. but it's the startup capital to do that. We'll be right back.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-360-8306. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306. 1-800-360-8306.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
For safety, you lock doors, set alarms, buy antivirus software, maybe even have a watchdog. Do you care as much about your air and water? Lock out harmful poisons from entering your body with airandaqua.com. Using purification devices from airandaqua.com allows you to enjoy safety and security with every breath you make and every sip you take. For free shipping on purchases, discounts, and newsletters, visit airandaqua.com or call 866-380-2782. Shop airandaqua.com and purify your life.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
All right, I'm going to blitz through news coming up after I finish up with some of these calls and play this video slash audio presentation I did on the danger of the neocon Republican Party takeover of the Tea Parties. So that's coming up. Eric in British Columbia, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, thanks, Alex. How you doing?
Good.
Well, I live in Whistler, British Columbia here. It's home to some of the events for the Olympics coming up here this week. Kind of reference to the article from deprogram.net. We've got 2 tons of a missing ammonium nitrate from Vancouver. All this talk about false flag attacks, yada, yada, yada. I mean, it's...
And they say the U.S. Army will be used in Canada That's in the Toronto newspaper, that they're going to use U.S. Army in Canada. So talk about North American Union. Yes, I think the Olympics are a prime target of the globalists to stage terror. The problem is citizens and police that are awake are now watching for this. Just 3 weeks ago, they caught a clear false flag in New Jersey with this Army guy dressed up like a Muslim running around with rocket launchers.
That's crazy.
He had like a fake beard and turban.
Yeah, I mean, I just think, again, Whistler, we got two high-profile kind of targets. We've got one of the largest stores of ammonium gas cooling our bobsled track, and we also have a massive hydrogen storage facility to run our new green buses.
Well, I'm sure the globalists have already picked their targets, but if we expose them, they won't be able to carry it out. But I agree, they've really been hyping terror at that event, so we need to be very watchful. Thank you, Eric. Jim in Washington, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking my call. Just two quick things. I'm calling about the new horrible bill from South Carolina about identifying subversives or whatever to the government. I think this is an amazing opportunity that we have to take an attack from these people, turn it around and shove it right back up into their guts. Because if that's the case, if they want to identify subversives, let's call on the lawyers of South Carolina to start doing that. Let's indict the Federal Reserve. Let's indict the public servants and businesses that are taking money from places like the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center and any other types of organizations like that that have been, you know, you've mentioned in your films. Let's indict them, bring them in front of a jury, and have them, you know, be identified as subverts to the government and the American.
You know, that's a great point. They all violate the Logan Act. They have secret banker meetings all over the world. I was just covering that earlier in the show. They are clearly outside globalist subversives. How about they're under the control of foreign powers? How about they register themselves? I appreciate your call. The problem with this legislation they're trying to pass all over the country at the state level, federally proposed, though, is, and I'm reading from the actual bill that passed in South Carolina. They got one in Virginia and other states. It actually says in here that every member of a subversive organization or organized organization subject to foreign control, comma, means a new thought. People are emailing me going, well, it says foreign groups. Yeah, that and every foreign asset, every person who advocates, comma, teaches, comma, advises or practices the duty, the necessity, or the propriety of controlling, comma, separate thought, conducting or seizing or overthrowing the government of the United States shall register with the Secretary of State or get 10 years in prison, $25,000 fine. Now, just like when I wrote the award-winning analysis of Patriot Act 1 and 2, I got the second place for the Project Censored Award. Lawyers had to go and read it themselves. I went and read the whole thing. It said, Section 802, that all actions that endanger human life that are a violation of any federal or state law are acts of terrorism. And I said, this will be used in misdemeanors and non-terror related. People didn't believe it. They said, oh, it doesn't mean that. You don't know how to read law. I do. You need to learn how out there. Anybody can learn this if you work hard. Now they admit, 8 years later, the Patriot Act is used per state, thousands of times per state, every year, in marijuana, drugs, domestic violence, guns. It's used with teenagers that threaten their teacher. It's used with people with prank calls. Everybody knows they're using that. Google it right now. Patriot Act used for non-terror. Patriot Act used for regular crime. And you'll get thousands of AP Reuters telling you how good it is and how great it is. And people told me I was wrong. They told me my act and Homeland Security reports were wrong. We first started reporting literally the day it broke that the emails on ClimateGate were real. People didn't believe it for a week. It's over and over again. People buy into media hoaxes. But in the end, the truth comes out. Okay? The government puts out its hoaxes, but we tell the truth, and in the end it comes out. That's why they can run COINTELOPS on me and make things up I've done and cut videos certain ways to make me look bad. It's deception, folks. It's deception. Because who, when you talk to people, woke the most people up? 80% of the time, my films, my website, my radio show. We're it. We're the big kahuna. You understand that? We're the frontline flagship against the New World Order. And they don't want to crush us out in the open because it'll make us martyrs. So they run all their ops on us, but it's not working. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, everyone. Andy Anderson here. Are you using those little bottles of hand gel that kill germs, bacteria, and other nasties? In today's world, that's smart, especially with the filthy doorknobs, shopping carts, and handrails we touch every day. Did you know that once the alcohol evaporates in a few seconds, goodbye effectiveness. No more protection till you use it again. PureWorks to the rescue. Our FDA-compliant foam, lotion, soap, and spray do not contain alcohol. Their killing power lasts up to 4 hours. PureWorks disinfecting spray is EPA-certified to kill swine flu, bird flu, MRSA, HIV, hepatitis B and C, and for our friends in medicine, kills C. diff, along with a whole host of viruses and bacteria. Molds and fungus, too. It's even safe around pets and children. You'll love how your skin feels with PureWorks, soft and supple. No more dry skin. Here's to a little peace of mind knowing that your hands are still germ-free hours later. Call now, toll-free, 888-245-0300 to get your hands on PureWorks and get PureWorks on your hands. That's 888-245-0300.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, neighbor. No matter when the time comes to survive on our food supply, every single one of us who have prepared will have two regrets. Even those who haven't wasted a single penny on Christmas, birthdays, and vacations in order to store all the food possible. Even those who have sold stuff and taken on part-time jobs to buy food. Even those who have traded their gold while it will still buy food. Yes, we will have been called stupid, crazy, and foolish. When folks won't be able to afford food and there won't be any food for any amount of money, we will still have two regrets. We will regret that we didn't get more serious about more food sooner. We will deeply regret that we didn't get enough food. Putting off emergency food preparations will be the most dangerous decision that some of us will ever make. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Everything you've got, you're going to get angry and stand up against them. That's what NORTHCOM and Homeland Security are for. Let's stand together as the American people, the phony left, the phony right. Wake up out of the mirage you're living in. Break the spell. Break the trance you're under. Wake up and stand up. I want to get more into the cybersecurity bill and some other key headlines and also finish up with some phone calls. But there's a key story up at InfoWars.com. I can't believe the incredible articles Aaron Dykes, Kurt Nimmo, Steve Watson, Paul Watson, and all these other great contributors we now have that post every day at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And the globalists just can't allow this to continue. That's why they're trying to shut down the web, restrict free speech. That's why they're coming after me in all sorts of new inventive ways. It's not working, though. People see through it. They understand. They know our fruits. They know our long-term mission. They understand how many people we've woken up. They have discernment. This article, warning, neocon Palin Tea Party takeover will facilitate Obama re-election. Every mainline Republican being fooled by this needs to see this video we're about to air for PrisonPlanet.tv members. And for all the listeners listening on the radio, the key audio points we make in this video report. Here it is. It's 9 minutes long. We'll be back. Here's the real Sarah Palin.
Don't say you haven't been warned about Sarah Palin. Don't say you haven't been warned.
You know, I cut my teeth exposing Bill Clinton as a traitor to this country and going after our Second Amendment, our national sovereignty. And George Bush tripled the size of government, passed the Patriot Act, Homeland Security. Yes, Obama reissued it. But the point is, that was bipartisan. It gives Obama left cover. He's expanding wars, biggest defense budgets ever, continuing torture, secret arrest, and the phony right wing comes out and attacks him as a peacenik. Barack Obama is a corporate whore. Barack Obama works for the big banks. Barack Obama is there to bring a form of fake neoliberalism into the United States and worldwide to continue the empire's corruption. And it's the same thing for Sarah Palin, vetted by Henry Kissinger. Anybody chosen to be the running mate of John McCain is a nightmare. If there was any doubt about the true colors of Sarah Palin, it is now 100% clear that she is a fraud and a warmonger and a neocon that will rape you even worse than George W. Bush did. It's simple. 9/11 has been used to target the American people and set up a police state. Do you understand that? We have the secret MIAC and Homeland Security reports that were leaked to us by law enforcement a year ago. People couldn't believe their contents for 4 or 5 days until the government admitted they were real. The main focus of Homeland Security and domestic military operations under NORTHCOM is suppressing the states and the governors and we the people. The whole thing is targeted at returning veterans, gun owners, Christians, conservatives, libertarians. That's in the documents. All 50 states issued these via the federal government. But what is Sarah Palin doing? She's saying we need to expand the Patriot Act. She says we don't need a constitutional lawyer. We need a president. Really, America is the Bill of Rights and Constitution. What's our problem with Obama? He's continued secret arrest. He's continued torture. He's expanded the wars. He's brought us the two biggest defense budgets in history. He supported the banker bailout that you supported, Palin, along with Glenn Beck and George W. Bush. What's the problem with Obama? The truth is, it's a staged WWF wrestling event, and the American people know this. It was 3 years ago, at the start of the Republican campaign for the primaries, that true Tea Parties were formed against both political parties for Ron Paul to truly call for our republic to be restored. And now look at us 3 years later. In 2009, in January, at Tea Parties in Texas, Governor Rick Perry, who supports the North American Union, seizing 8,000 miles of Texas roads, turning them into toll roads, who supports making girls take Gardasil shots when it's not even the law, it was killing a bunch of people. Rick Perry, a Bilderberg Group attendee, calling for world government. That's in the Dallas Morning News. Rick Perry was being booed everywhere at tea parties. So was Senator Cornyn. Other neocon Republicans were being booed. But the Republican Party came in and took over the tea parties. And now they've officially done it with Sarah Palin and Glenn Beck. It's run by the RNC. That's who chartered Tea Party Nation. That's who funds these events. And then Sarah Palin gets up in front of the tea parties and says, we need to have war with Iran right now. That's the only thing that will save Obama's administration.
How hard do you think President Obama will be to defeat in 2012?
It depends on a few things. Say he played, and I got this from Buchanan reading one of his columns the other day. Say he played the war card. Say he decided to declare war on Iran or decided to really come out and do whatever he could to support Israel, which I would like him to do. But that changes the dynamics.
You're not suggesting that he would cynically play the war card.
I'm not suggesting that. I'm saying if he did, things would dramatically change if he decided to toughen up and do all that he can to secure our nation and our allies.
The neocons last week wrote 3 editorials calling for this to happen. She supports the Patriot Act. She supports secret arrest. She supports torture. And all of this is designed for the American people. It's a bait and switch, ladies and gentlemen. We have the internal documents. And then, in Texas, on Super Bowl Sunday in Houston, she gets up and endorses Rick Perry, and she says he's going to send a message to Washington.
I can't tell you, though, how proud I am to get to support Governor Rick Perry. Who better to lead than the successes that we already see here in Texas? I look forward to Texas sending Washington a message on how things can be done right, because you're doing them right in Texas.
Rick Perry is a total whore of Washington. He supported the banker bailout, just like Palin and Beck did, just like Bush did. Because as many congressmen have said, the foreign banks run this country. That's the issue, getting past the puppets of Obama and Palin to the real elite. Meanwhile, Deborah Medina, who says that she will secure our borders, give us open carry, Vermont-style, true Second Amendment, she has said that she will get rid of all these illegal, unlawful toll roads. The state of Texas, the legislature already said they were illegal. Perry doesn't care. He's going ahead with it. Won't even let the legislature see the contract for this Napa superhighway system. She said she will completely get rid of the unconstitutional property tax that makes you a serf who pays rent on your own supposed home. Not Rick Perry. Rick Perry is New World Order, and a year ago he started talking like the Tea Parties because he understood that that was the future. This is the real rebellion against the globalists, against the Copenhagen tax, against the takeover. But Rick Perry's saying nothing about Austin announcing $2.6 billion in taxes in the next 3 years of carbon taxes. So she's calling for war with Iran and saying that Obama can get his approval ratings up by launching an attack on Iran that could start World War III. That's a direct neocon talking point. She was vetted by Kissinger. She was chosen by John McCain as her running mate, the anti-gun attacker of free speech with McCain-Feingold, the guy that supported the bailout. What else do you need to know? And she gets up and pushes the mainline Republican garbage that's killing the Republican Party and a bunch of lapdogs with her phony tripe that this tart puts out start buying into it. You're just like idiot Obama supporters who really thought he was going to end the war and end torture and end the banker bailouts when he's completely run by it. Wake up. Stop being conned. We don't have time to screw around. We don't have time to be bamboozled again. We don't have time to be idiots. But here's the good news. It took people 6 years to wake up to the fact in the polls that Bush was a fraud. It took people less than a year with Obama. And so they can go ahead and stick Miss World War III Sarah Palin in. It'll take a few months to wake up to her. This bait and switch isn't working anymore. The American people are becoming constitutionalist populists. They're discovering who the real enemy is, the global New World Order that tried in Copenhagen a few months ago to set up a world tax paid to private banks. We need to indict Geithner. We need to arrest the bankers. It's really over $25 trillion they've stolen. We need to go after the New World Order and identify the real enemy of our sovereignty. Mark my words, Sarah Palin is total New World Order garbage. If she would have endorsed Deborah Medina, who's surging in the polls, we could start a real peaceful revolution at the state level. But instead, like the cavalry, as his polls drop and Deborah Medina's polls go up, she came into Texas to tell the people, oh, rebel against tyranny. Support Glenn Beck. Support Governor Perry.
I don't know if any of you caught recently, just a couple of days ago, the Glenn Beck show. Holy moly. The segment was on the different states and how everybody's doing. And according to Glenn Beck and all these researchers, geez, you guys are just walking on water. The way things are going in Texas. You got to catch his episode on that because he recognized, so many people are recognizing, that Texas is open for business. And companies and people, they're moving here. They keep moving here because they know that Governor Perry gets it.
Give me a break, ladies and gentlemen. It's the neocons that are running the Obama administration. They're the neocons who run Fox News. We've got the Fox Nation. We've got the Tea Party Nation. They're trying to take control of the real opposition to the New World Order and control it and destroy it. If you want smaller government, if you want to return to liberty and freedom, you better realize we're being looted by offshore corporations and not be suckered by Miss Alaska Sarah Palin. This woman is openly calling for a declaration of war against Iran. This woman is a fraud and a danger to humanity. Here's the most important point. I don't want Barack Obama in office in 3 years. I'd like to elect a true constitutionalist like Ron Paul or somebody else. But she's being positioned so that she can be destroyed and that so she can be torn down so Barack Obama will be your next president again in 2012. You mark my words, wake up and stop being suckered. This video needs to go viral to all the idiot neocons and all the idiot Obama supporters so this fraud can be exposed. I'm Alex Jones from InfoWars.com. And again, you can go to InfoWars.com and get the Warning Neocon Palin article by Aaron Dykes. It has the video posted, plus all the links you see in the video to video and news articles and documents. Remember, when Ron Paul could have won the Republican nomination
and was surging in the polls, just like Deborah Medina is in Texas, Glenn Beck, Sean Hannity, all of them came out against Ron Paul and said he was dangerous and the army should be used against his supporters and that the money bombs meant blowing buildings up. It had nothing to do with that. It meant getting media attention through a huge amount of giving. This is what they're doing. They know what they're doing. And Sarah Palin saying she wants all these wars. Sarah Palin saying she wants to declare war on Iran, telling Obama play that card to get reelected. That's her job, and she knows exactly what she's doing. Hey, if you want to be scammed, you want to be conned, go ahead and be suckered again. We need to go after the real government, above Obama, above Sarah Palin, above John McCain, above all these people, to the offshore banks. Now, shifting gears again, I want to show you the Drudge Report right now. Up on the Drudge Report, they moved it right up to the top, red link to our article about the naked body scanners being used to record people's bodies. And when movie stars and TV stars go through, they record it, print off their naked body, and go over to them and ask them to sign it. Click on that link for people live on TV right now and radio. You click on that link, it goes to prisonplanet.com. Exposed. Naked body scammer. Keep saying scammer. It's a Freudian slip. It is a scam. Exposed. Naked body scanner images of film star printed, circulated by airport staff. And we have the video of this TV star talking about it. We've already confirmed this is going on. Of course they're recording you on a hard drive with your name. You can see them typing into the database. Government documents admit this. We can kill these naked body scanners now by exposing this. We can kill, just like we destroyed and defeated the carbon tax takeover in the Senate, by exposing what a fraud these are. I had a guest on yesterday who's a constitutional lawyer in Denver, tried to go in the courthouse in the county that Denver's located in. They wanted to naked body scan him. He said no. Then they would search him, grab his genitals. He pointed out that it was illegal. They were scanning little kids, which is a child porn violation. They now aren't scanning people below the age of 18, and they're just doing wands of other people. This is illegal. They're trying to set a precedent with all of this, and we've got to say no, and everybody has got to get the article that's up on prisonplanet.com and that's on the front page of Drudge, linked in red. Naked body scanner images of film star printed, circulated by airport staff. If that isn't sensational tyranny, I don't know what is. And you get this out to people, this is another death knell so people know the truth that they're being recorded. Let's go to Joe in Texas. Joe, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, thank you for taking my call, Alex.
Welcome.
And hope you have a happy birthday. Alex, I'm calling about an article I just got. I know how you document everything. It's in Medina Electric Cooperative. It regards the census, and it says take the census precautions. They've got 140 states, more than 140,000 census workers are charged with counting every person in the United States. It says that they're going to start the first step in March. Then it skips down here. It says, if it is a U.S. census worker knocking on your door, he or she will be wearing a badge and carrying a Census Bureau canvas bag, a confidentiality notice, and a computer equipped with GPS software to reduce the number of geographic coding errors created by using maps.
Yeah, let me be clear. They've already in the last year gotten everybody's front door GPS. Under the Fifth Amendment, you don't have to answer any questions, but how many people live in the house and they have about five or more, five we know of, different versions. One has 10 questions, one has 40, one has 100, one has more than that, up to over 200 questions with some of these community surveys. What do you have in the bank? Do you own firearms? What type of toilet do you have? These are actual questions, and they show up with these fake badges and threaten you. If you were a murderer caught with 50 bodies in your basement, you're not compelled to incriminate yourself. It's the Fifth Amendment. And they want to have monthly, first yearly, then monthly census. They want the census to be the new secret police spies. And they're running all these, you know, $100 million. One of them was a $145 million ad package I saw last week just to brainwash about the census. And, you know, they came to my door in 2000 and said,
all you said was two people live here. And I said, yeah, it's me and my girlfriend, now my wife. And he said, tell me about your toilet, because I happened to get the 40-something question one. And I said, how about you get off my property? He started banging the door again. I stuck a camera in his face, and I said, get out of here. And he said, you'll be arrested. And I said, good, you'll be sued. Now get out of here. And I had a few other choice words. But what's your other point on this, Joe?
You took the words right out of what they're saying here, too, Alex, while the Census Bureau might ask for basic financial information.
Yeah, basic. It's not basic. They ask salary, bank accounts, stocks, bonds. None of your business. A cop can't show up at your door and ask you that. The cops are showing up and doing knock and talk where they ask about your firearms. They have no right. They're setting the precedent that government agents, secret police, get to ask you questions. Send me the article, okay? Send it to showtips@infowars.com. What's the headline again?
Yes, sir. It's called Take Census Precaution. And then the amazing thing, what they're doing to Austin is right beside it, Alex, and I will send you the article. Right beside it, they have where the federal government's allocating all of this grant money for electric power.
I know. It's incredible. Stay with us.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thomas Jefferson once said, when the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I saw similar polls in Texas, but these are public policy polls, one of the big nationals. Harry's at 39, Hutchinson 28, Deborah Medina 24. She's getting about 5 points a week. Some weeks she gets six, some weeks she gets three, but it's trending up. We've got a month coming up in about, what, 10 days? Yeah, 10 days early voting starts, and we've got about a week or so after that into the elections. We've got less than a month trending. She'll be past Hutchinson, but they'll try to make up some scandal soon against Medina. They're afraid to give her too much attention. She'll pass Hutchinson by early voting and may be able to beat Perry. How exciting is that information? But Sarah Palin's down here to prop up Perry, as I just talked about. I meant to get more into the cybersecurity bill today. I covered most of the news. Here it is. Poll, Medina closing on Hutchinson. Again, that's Politico. And again, this isn't just about Texas. It's about the entire country, this message it sends. Hey, her already getting these many points is already a victory. Keep fighting, but regardless if she wins, loses, draws, whatever, the electronic voting machines will probably come into this for the globalists, but that's their ace in the hole. But this message to all the other states and all these other candidates, we don't want your Rick Perry, Sarah Palin people. We want real constitutionalists. I cannot describe to you how amazing this is. Oh, man, I tell you, what an amazing broadcast today. I want to try to jam in a call or two here at the end. I just want to remind listeners at the close of the show, if you believe in what we've done here together in 14 years, you need to know now is the time to talk to your neighbors, to knock on doors, to warn people, to have viewing parties. Now is the time to show people fall the Republic, because the Republic is falling into history and into tyranny if we don't wake them up. Somebody watches this two-hour, 24-minute film, they've got an overview of the entire program, the entire system, and how to stop them. Somebody sees the Obama deception, a fake right-winger will watch it thinking it's going to bash Obama. It wakes them up that both parties are controlled. Terror storm, end game, give you the bigger agenda. Infowars.com. Download them in super high quality, prisonplanet.tv. Order the DVDs. Support us so that we can stand up against this new world order. If you don't stand up, if you don't financially support, if you don't get out there and wake people up to support Medina and others, we know we're going to lose. But we know we're having victory after victory after victory against tyranny. So if you'll take action, game over for the new world order. We're going to put banners and icons up in the next 24 hours at prisonplanet.com and infowars.com. But there's a big article by Kurt Nemo up at infowars.com right now. And it says, it has the links where you can download for free the iPhone app to listen to this show wherever you want, however you want to save it. We're adding archives to it. It's got an alarm clock, a bunch of other systems on your iPhone. Right now at InfoWars.com. Listen to Alex Jones' show. Put it back up on screen for me, boys. Listen to the Alex Jones show with new free iPhone app. And we're going to launch a bunch of other apps. This is just the first. We're going to be launching one every month or so. And it's video apps, you name it. It's all coming. It's all in the pipeline. We're building the TV studio. 4 months of fighting to get permits from the city. That's going on now. They're in there building it right now. I'm working on this newspaper operation. I'm working on two films simultaneously. Oh, we're out of time. I meant to go to the rest of the calls. Call me back tomorrow. Retransmission, where I cover all the key headlines in just 2 minutes at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com on the free streams. If you don't have an iPhone, don't worry. We have Flycast for other cell phones. We have a bunch of other internet listening options. At the top of InfoWars.com, it says Alex Jones Radio Show. See right here? Right here on the top of the screen, you can click on the top of the screen and see all the different internet listening options, all your AM and FM affiliates, Global Shortwave Satellite. Great job, crew. We are part, ladies and gentlemen, of the restoration of the Republic, the rising spirit of 1776. God bless you all. Retransmission starts now. Spread the word.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.